Land of Light. Land of Light.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the 48th weekly episode of the series Land of Light. As a reminder, last week we related to you the thoughts of the noble wife Khadija as she wholeheartedly embraced the truth of Islam on being informed by her husband that he had been commanded by God Almighty through the Archangel Gabriel to deliver humanity from darkness. Stay with us for some more lively incidents from the life of Prophet Muhammad. Blessings of God upon him and his progeny. It was close to dawn and still dark as Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, woke up to offer to God the Fajr or morning prayers. It was the 27th of month of Rajab after last night's grand revelation at Cave Hira on Mount Nur outside Mecca. Soon the light of the day dawned and the first sparrow was spotted in the courtyard of the house. The early morning weather was cool. The prophet's ears continued to echo with the words of Archangel Gabriel.
O Muhammad, God has entrusted you with the universal message of Islam.
The voice was soft and soothing, like a fresh breeze that caresses the orchards and palm groves. The voice could also be likened to the symphonic sound of a stream as limpid water flows gently down the crevices of valleys. It was clear and inspirational. Rays of light penetrated the room from the apertures of the window. He once again heard the same gentle voice.
O Muhammad. You have been entrusted by God with the universal message of Islam.
How could he forget that heavenly voice? It was the voice of the archangel whom he had heard in Cave Hira last night. The voice of the archangel which he had viewed across the desert horizon. This was the voice of Gabriel. It echoed again.
O Prophet of God, convey the message to mankind.
The voice, as if reverberating in a mountainous region, echoed in the prophet's mind several times.
O Prophet of God, commence your mission as the last and greatest prophet of the Lord Most High.
The archangel had left without leaving a trace behind. Meanwhile, the prophet of Islam unconsciously repeated the archangel's remarks. How are you, my dear husband? Do you need anything?
Khadija, I've no more time to sleep and rest.
Marriage with Khadija had been blissful throughout the past 15 years. He could have continued to enjoy the ease and comforts it had brought. Now a major change would come. He was prepared to bear the consequences of hardships and of persecution.
You have been chosen for the greatest task ever entrusted to any human being. Awaken those who are asleep and usher in a new era across the world.
Ever since childhood, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, was guided by God. He had been instilled with the most excellent characteristics. Long before the dawning of divine revelation, he had won acclaim among the Meccans and all those who came into contact with him as the most trustworthy, most truthful, and most honest. No one had ever doubted his words. But would these same people believe him when he invites them to the worship of the one and only God by saying, La ilaha illallah, which means there is no God but Allah? This dynamic formula of monotheism negates worship of any object, an idol, before which the Arabs used to prostrate. Dear husband, you seem to be engrossed in your thoughts. I am sure you feel delighted on receiving this highest honor from God. Nothing is ever difficult for you. There was no worry or anxiety for the prophet, who was pleased that his monotheist wife had now become the first Muslim lady. She was his confidant and was ready to spend all her wealth for the sake of promotion of Islam by feeding the hungry, sheltering the poor, and buying freedom of slaves. God would soon reward Khadija's sincere services with the birth of a blessed daughter, Fatima Zahra, peace upon her, who would be the noblest ever lady that graced planet Earth. Although their sons Qasim and Abdullah had died in infancy, the names and missions of the Prophet and Khadija would be immortalized by the offspring of Fatima, who would be married to Ali ibn Abi Talib, who was being raised by the Prophet and Khadija. As the community of Muslims expands, God will bestow upon Khadija the title of Ummul Mu'mineen, or the mother of all believers. Once a person called Afif Kandi came to Mecca. His host was Abbas, son of Abdul Muttalib, with whom he entered the precincts of the Holy Kaaba. Suddenly he saw that a man came and stood by the side of Kaaba. Then a boy arrived and stood on his right side. Soon after that, he saw a woman came and stood behind them. The boy and the woman performed ruku and sujood, that is, bowing and prostrating, in imitation of the man. This unprecedented scene made him inquire about the three. Abbas told him, "That man is Muhammad, son of Abdullah, and the boy is his cousin, and the woman standing behind them is Khadija, the man's wife." Then he added, "By Allah, there is no follower of this religion on the face of the earth except these three." Dear listeners, don't forget to tune in next week to listen to the rest of the story. God bless you and goodbye.